Blog Talk Radio.
Into consciousness. It's time for your ideal life to be created by awakening yourself to empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. You know, brilliance is in the basics. There's timeless truths here, and we just got to go ahead and get this train out of the station. It is Sincere Soul Awakening Saturday, and this is all coming from my heart. And just want to share some of these timeless truths with you. I got to tell you, turn the TV off, man. Turn off the television. Start getting into your inner vision, because what's going on out there, you can't do anything about. And it's that powerful principle of surrendering. It doesn't mean you got to surrender to garbage, but you just surrender to the universe, what the universe can control. And to me, the universe is God, the creator God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm not ashamed to say that. And as we go along this awakening spiritual and empowerment journey, I'm going to start today off with our 100 Simple Secrets of Successful People. Now, I'm not sure if yesterday we talked about negotiate with confidence or don't. So I'm going to do that one again. So you know what? Sometimes we, as we know, as we say all the time, repetition, 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 that's the way to go ahead and have actual creation and neuro-ownership of it. So negotiate with confidence or don't. I do believe we did this yesterday. But it says you will face many negotiations in your life, whether for a pay raise or terms for a car purchase. What determines whether a negotiation is successful? Skill. So does relative bargaining position. Yes, we did. We talked about this. So don't prolong negotiations. Just keep your confidence about you. Know your facts. And don't settle for less. So lower self-worth translates into 37% less willingness to negotiate and use of 11% of your negotiation strategies. You know, it's always good to negotiate from a place of power. If you're coming from a place of fear and weakness and, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh, confusion and chaos, you're never going to have the highest and best. And sometimes you just got to get stuff done and just do what you got to do. But it does increase your power. And this is all about personal power and attitude and life-changing results. So here, this is number 24. And lesson number 24, probably day 24, because we've been doing this every day. And this is something that I'm really passionate about. And it is called volunteering to feel better. You're busy. You don't feel there's much more you could do at work or at home. But you want to do more and feel better doing it. Take an hour this week to volunteer. Don't you love that? I mean, volunteering is great. Yes, if you give your time away, it'll come back to you. Volunteering aids the community, but it also opens up your heart and your soul to greater appreciation of your own life, which will enhance your motivation to do the best you can. So volunteers are 25% more satisfied with their jobs, have better work ethic, and are more persistent in long-term goals and rewards. I've done an awful lot of volunteering in my life. So, you know, maybe you know, sometimes you could just volunteer yourself where people always call you to volunteer, too. So don't be a tool, especially in the political universe, right? So let's get right into James Allen's Law of Attraction for the morning. This is our meditations, daily meditations. Today is October 22nd. So here's the thought for the morning. Cherish your visions. Cherish your ideals. Cherish the music that stirs in your heart, the beauty that forms in your mind, the loveliness that drapes your purest thoughts. For out of them will grow all delightful conditions, all heavenly environments. Of these, if you will remain true to them, your world will at last be built. Guard well thy mind, excuse me, and noble, strong, and free. Nothing shall harm or disturb or conquer thee. For all thy foes are in thy heart and mind, there also thy salvation shall find. I know, old English. Hold true to your heart, your dreams. Cherish your dreams and your thoughts and your ideals. And now here is, that was the morning thought. Here is the daily meditation. And it says, all power, all possibility, all action is now. And here we go. Whilst a man dwelling upon the past or future, he is missing the present. He is forgetting to live now. All things are possible now and only now. Without wisdom to guide him and mistakenly the unreal for the real, a man says, if I had done so-and-so last week, last month, or last year, it would have been better with me today. Or I know what is best to be done, and I will do it tomorrow. Ha, the perversion of procrastination, right? The selfish cannot comprehend the vast importance and value of the present and fail to see it as a substantial reality of past and future that are empty reflections. It may truly be said that the past and future do not exist except as negative shadows and to live in them. That is the regretful and selfish contemplation of them, is to miss the reality in life. To put away regret and to anchor anticipation, to do the work now, this is wisdom. Do it now. Dream lofty dreams. This is the evening thought. Now this is great. I'm not going to get a pen and paper for this. Hang on, this is great. Dream lofty dreams, and as you dream, so shall you become. Your vision is the promise of what you shall one day be. Your ideal is the prophecy of what you shall last unveil. The greatest achievement was at first for a time a dream. The oak sleeps in the acorn, the bird waits in the egg, and the highest vision of the soul, a waking angel stirs. Your circumstances may be uncongenial, but they shall not long remain so when you perceive an ideal and strive to reach it. Man, that is some awesome and delicious verbiage right there. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Just keep pressing in and pressing on and creating that ideal life vision. Be fearless, okay? And these are the things that are really so soul enriching and deepening and profound. And, you know, keep telling yourself, remember, all of these things are in your cognitive neuroscience and psychology, okay? This is all based in science. So if you keep telling yourself your things are going to be great, your life is going to be abundant, things will be full. You know, there's magic in your mind, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You know, so many times we get, you know, disheartened by things, and a lot of it has to do with what's going on extraneously from us. And, you know, create your own reality. Try and create your own reality. Try and create that ideal life and create those lofty visions, and then live in today and do everything you can do today. And sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes things are very challenging. But that's when you get to just press in and surrender to God, infinite intelligence, that you can't do this thing on your own. Because, you know, that surrender, in surrender there's power. There really is. Because once you surrender, you could actually get more clarity and more wisdom. And it's just really powerful. And it's not power over people. It's power over your own glorious realization and your own bright understanding of things. So I'm really, you know, just digging deep into some of these old school things. Our Eight Pillars of Prosperity series is over. But remember, everything is energy. You need to conserve your energy for the positive and balance in everything and come from a place of integrity. Create systems that for efficiency. Create integral and energy-saving systems, right? Have sympathy and sincerity and impartiality. And remember, you are self-reliant. You can count on yourself. That is the person you can count on. But it does not mean to be selfish. And if we could teach, you know, if we could all be, you know, self-reliant, we could all do so much better. Now, there's going to be people that just don't have the capacity to be self-reliant. They just don't. They don't have the mental capacity or physical capacity. Well, just think, if you are that built up, you're going to have so much to overflow to help other people and to transform other people's lives. So that's where the charity gets in, you know. So there's so much wisdom here, and I've got 20 gazillion. Seriously, I've got so many web browsers open right now because I'm doing a lot of deep diving stuff of, you know, mind hacks with so much information that I could bring forth and share with you. But, you know, take some time today and be grateful for what you have, but go ahead and look at yourself and say, did I do, you know, am I doing everything today to be creating my ideal life? And it's magic when you do that. And you know what? You're also living authentic. You're also living with purpose. But you have to go ahead and decide what your life looks like with passion and purpose. And you know, sometimes it's not so easy. You know, I know life gets hard, life gets challenging, and, you know, people get in our way, but you can do all things. You absolutely can. I'm going to have a swig of beverage here. Just, you know, I've got so much here, and I just don't know which way I want to take things today, because there's a rich universal law, and it really depends on the deepest thinking. And I know I keep saying that, but you've got to get those goals in mind, and you've got to understand who you are. So you've got to start by remembering who you are, and maybe write down some of the things consciously of what you like. And what gives you that zeal and that zest for life? So, is it all about money? I mean, money is a great tool. I like having money. Believe me, I'd rather be rich than be poor. I've been both. Well, not like crazy rich. I wouldn't mind being crazy rich. We talked about that. But riches is also having rich relationships with others, and you know, having a good, solid family relationship is wonderful. Our good friends that are real friends, that are loving and kind and actually care about you as you care about them. I mean, there's a lot of selfish relationships out there, too, where friends are your friends as long as you're doing something for them. But then you stop doing things for them, then they're not really friends. So I know yesterday we did go down some interesting things with James Allen. So, you know, we also said control what you say or feel. Your emotions have power, but you also have to have the power over your emotions. That's really important, and you need to go ahead and dig deep to your inner state of being. That's what all this is about, is going ahead and getting your inner state of being to such a place that you create your life, quote-unquote, movies, you know. your thoughts and your feelings are going to create your ideal life. And, you know, remember, make a list of all these great things about you, okay? And then start being grateful for other people and yourself, and be grateful for all these wonderful things around you. Keep saying thank you, and come from a place of appreciation and gratitude, and be present in today. If you're present in the now, and then you do your life, you are going to have power. You're going to get this personal power. And I think really this session, we are going to dig deep, do some deep diving into James Allen's Poverty Over Power. I don't exactly remember. We were talking about this devil yesterday. Let's see, what were we doing? The lesson of the devil. And it's unrest, pain, and sorrow are the shadows of life. There's no heart in the world that has not felt the sting of pain. So it says, and all the happiness is to be, see, I hate, because this is thought and Taoist and Willist. It's hard to really read this, and I'm just going to kind of peruse this and speak from my heart. But sometimes happiness eludes us. Sometimes our soul is just so dark and depraved that we don't have the light in it, and that's when he's talking about the devil. When you go ahead and you revel in, sensual excitements, when you debauched things, sorry if I'm over the head of every personal joy, hangs the Damocletian sword of pain, ready at any moment to fall and crush the soul of him is unprotected by knowledge. Knowledge is a great protector. And we discussed this yesterday. Is there no way to escape from pain or sorrow? Are there no means by which bonds of evil may be broken? Is permanent happiness, secure prosperity, and abiding peace a foolish dream? No, there is a way. Here we go. This is where we ended up yesterday. No, there is a way, and I speak it with gladness, by which evil can be slain forever. There is a process which disease, poverty, and any adverse condition or circumstances can be put on the side never to return. There's a method by which a permanent prosperity can be secured, free from all fear and return of adversity. And there is a practice by which unbroken and unending peace and bliss can be partaken of and realized. And the beginning of the way which leads to this glorious realization is the acquirement of a right understanding of a nature of evil. It's not sufficient to deny or ignore evil. It must be understood. It's not enough to pray to God to remove the evil. You must find out why it is there and what lesson it has for you. It is no avail to fret and fume and chafe at the chains of which bind you. You must know why and how you are bound. Therefore, you must get outside yourself and must begin to examine and understand yourself. You must cease to be a disobedient child in the school of experience and must begin to learn with humility and patience the lessons that are set for your edification and ultimate perfection. For evil, when rightly understood, is found to be not an unlimited power or principle in the universe, but a passing phase of human experience, and therefore becomes a teacher to those who are willing to learn. Evil is not an abstract something outside yourself. It is an experience in your own heart, and by patiently examining and rectifying your heart, you will be gradually led into the discovery of the origin and nature of evil, which will necessarily be followed by its complete eradication. All evil is corrective and remedial and is therefore not permanent. It is rooted in ignorance of the true nature and relation of things. And so long as we remain in that state of ignorance, we remain subjected to evil. There is no evil in the universe which is not the result of ignorance and which would not, if we were ready to and willing to learn its lesson, lead us to higher wisdom and then vanish away. But men remain in evil, And it does not pass away because men are not willing or prepared to learn the lesson which it came to teach them. I knew a child who every night when its mother took it to bed cried to be allowed to play it with the candle. And one night when the mother was off guard for a moment, the child took hold of the candle. The inevitable result followed, and the child never wished to play with the candle again. By its one foolish act, it learned, and learned perfectly, the lesson of obedience, and entered into the knowledge that fire burns. And this incident is a complete illustration of the nature, meaning, and ultimate result of all sin and evil. As the child suffered through its own ignorance of the real nature of fire, so the older children suffered their own ignorance of the real nature of the things which they weep for and strive after and which harm them when they are secured. The only difference being that in the latter case, the ignorance and evil are more deeply rooted and obscure. Evil has always been symbolized by darkness and good by light, and hidden within the symbol is contained the perfect interpretation. The reality for just as light always floods the universe, and darkness is only a mere speck or shadow cast by small and intercepting few rays of the illimitable light, so is the light of the supreme good, is positive and life-giving power. The light of the supreme good is the positive and life-giving power which floods the universe, and evil, the insignificant shadow cast by the self that intercepts and shuts off the illuminating rays which strive for entrance. When night folds the world in its black impenetrable mantle, no matter how dense the darkness, it covers but the small space of half of our little planet, while the whole universe is ablaze with living light. Every soul knows that it will awake in the light in the morning. Know then that when the dark night of sorrow, pain, misfortune settles down upon in your soul, and you stumble along with weary, uncertain steps, that you are merely intercepting your own personal desires between yourself and the boundless light of joy and bliss. And the dark shadow that covers you is cast by nothing and none but yourself. That is pretty deep right there. That sentence says it all. Know that when the dark night, I mean, this is very poetic. He writes extremely poetically. But it says, know then when the dark night of sorrow, pain, or misfortune settles upon your soul and you stumble along with weary and uncertain steps, that you are merely intercepting your own personal desires between yourself and boundless light and joy and bliss. This is where the magic is made right here. And the dark shadow that covers you is cast by none and nothing but yourself. And just as the darkness without is but a negative shadow, an unreality which comes from nowhere and goes nowhere and has no abiding dwelling place, so the darkness within is equally a negative shadow passing over the evolving and light-born soul. But I fancy, I hear someone say, why pass through the darkness of evil at all? Because by ignorance you have chosen to do so, and because by doing so you may understand both good and evil and may more appreciate the light by having passed through the darkness. As evil is the direct outcome of ignorance, so when the lessons of evil are fully learned, ignorance passes away and wisdom takes its place. But as a disobedient child refuses to learn its lessons in school, so is it possible to refuse to learn the lessons of experience. And thus we remain in continual darkness and suffer continually reoccurring punishments in the form of disease, disappointment, and sorrow. He, therefore, who would shake himself free of evil which encompasses him must be willing and ready to learn and must be prepared to undergo the disciplinary process without which no grain of wisdom or abiding happiness and peace can be secured. A man may shut himself up in a dark room and deny that light exists, but it's everywhere without, and darkness exists only in his own little room. So you may shut out the light of truth, or you may begin to pull down the walls of prejudice, self-seeking air, which you have built around yourself, and so let in the glorious and omnipresent light. by earnest self-examination. Here we go again. Know yourself. Go start digging deep. By earnest self-examination, strive to realize and not merely hold as a theory that evil is a passing phase, a self-created shadow, that all your pain, sorrows, and misfortunes have come to you by a process of undeviating and absolutely perfect law, have come to you because you deserve and require them, and that by first enduring and then understanding them, you may be made stronger, wiser, and nobler. When you have fully entered into this realization, you will be in a position to mold your own circumstances, to transmute all evil into good, and to weave with a master hand the fabric of your destiny. Wow. This is pretty deep stuff. Then he's got a little poem here. And because then now, next, we're going to go into the world, a reflex of mental states. So I'll read the little poem if I can. What of the night, O watchman? Seest thou yet the glimmering dawn upon the mountain heights, the golden herald of light of lights? And are his fair feet upon hilltop set? Cometh he yet chasing away the gloom, and with the demons of the night strike yet his darting rays upon thy sight? Hearest thou his voice, the sound of error's doom? The morning cometh, lover of light. Even now he glows the gold of the mountain's brow. Dimly I see the path we're on even now. His shining feet are set toward the night. Darkness shall pass away in all things. The love, the darkness, and the hate, the light, shall disappear ever with the night. Rejoice, for thus speeding herald sings. Okay, I get it. It's poetic. I'm not totally embracing it. Tomorrow we're going to discuss the world is a reflect of our mental state. So it's kind of, hopefully it's going to be a little deeper. Remember, we are in the path from poverty to power, the path of prosperity. Our first lesson was evil. And hopefully we will learn from, quote unquote, evil, the bad things, the negative things. You've got to embrace that. A lot of people say, oh, there's no such bad. There's only lessons. Well, yes, that's the same thing. Tomorrow there's going to be a world of reflex of mental states. The way out of undesirable conditions, the silent power, the secret of health, success, and power, the secret of abounding happiness, and the realization of prosperity. So as we keep going through these things of James Allen, you know, deep diving totally. I mean, gosh, hopefully we'll be getting all these secrets and ascend into a higher consciousness and, you know, get our will and our desire and go to, you know, a higher dimension of thinking. So with a bazillion windows open here, I'm trying to get back to the studio to actually see how much time I have. In all honesty, I do think another computer is going to be in order. I think that's what I'm going to do for my birthday, is get myself, so I'll have two computers to be playing with here. But no, this is some really, really delicious stuff. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I'm enjoying it by bringing it. You know, follow your passion. And here's a little thing, follow your passion and you seek God naturally. God is the most important thing we need to seek. That's the light. But it seems sometimes the hardest and most undesirable thing to do when we do not go about the natural way. Most people have hit bottom, and then that's when they come to seeking God, okay? So this is the darkness, right? So when you're in this dark place, seek God all the time, and you seek the light. There is a purpose, and it's your natural passion. So hopefully we've awakened some consciousness today. Hopefully we're getting to a really good place. Hopefully you're enjoying and learning, and this is serving you, this show, our Awaken to Empowerment. Be back tomorrow, of course, because it's really time to create your own intrinsic ideal life. Don't be a victim of circumstance of what's going on outside of you. It is all inside of you during these tumultuous and transitional times. And don't come from a place of fear. Be the love, be the change, be the power. Get your own clarity. And go volunteer for someone today. Go do something nice. And make it an ending day. This is Carol Ann Parisi. signing off with Boston, and we'll be back next time. Thank you for joining me. Good one.